This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, I pray you all doing well. May Allah bless you all and bless our month. Ameen ya Rabb. May Allah bless our time as well, subhanallah. The days are already moving by so quickly. Ameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to another installment and episode of our Ramadan series, Moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's moment comes from Sahih Muslim, the book of hadith compiled by Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, an authentic book of hadith on the authority of Abu Hurairah, radiyallahu anh. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say on the day of Qiyamah, Yabna Adam, O son of Adam, I was ill and you didn't visit me. And the son of Adam will say, the slave of Allah will say, O my Lord, how can I visit you when you are the Lord of the worlds? SubhanAllah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that there was a slave of mine who was sick, and had you visited him or her, you would have found me there. SubhanAllah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, O son of Adam, I was hungry, but you didn't feed me. The slave will say, you are the Lord of the worlds. How can I feed you? How can I feed you when you are the Lord of the worlds? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, there was a slave of mine who was hungry, and had you fed him or her, you would have found me there. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, O son of Adam, I was thirsty, and you never quenched my thirst. And the slave will say, how can I quench your thirst when you are the Lord of the worlds? Subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that a slave of mine was thirsty, and had you given them a drink, you would have found me there. Subhanallah, this is an amazing, amazing hadith. And there's so many talking points from it, brothers and sisters in Islam. Firstly, obviously, this is a hadith Qudsi. And a hadith Qudsi refers to a hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the scholars have discussed this, and some have said that it is a hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in meaning, with the wording not being exact. We know that the Quran is a revelation in both meaning and word, but a hadith Qudsi would be a revelation in the form of meaning, with the words from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But other scholars have opined, and this comes across as a closer opinion, a stronger opinion, and that is that a hadith Qudsi entails the words and the meanings being revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah said, or Allah will say on the day of Qiyamah, as we have in this narration. However, a hadith Qudsi would be different to the revelation of the Quran, in that the revelation of the Quran is miraculous. It's something that cannot be copied, cannot be matched, and the hadith Qudsi doesn't carry this nature, the nature of it being a miracle. So this is what separates the Quran from a hadith Qudsi. So that's point number one. Point number two, brothers and sisters in Islam, we also realize, subhanAllah, that we will be taken to account on the day of Qiyamah, not just for matters pertaining to us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also us and the rights of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we learn from this, brothers and sisters in Islam, that the creation of Allah, they do have rights that we have to look after. And from the rights of a Muslim especially is visiting the sick when they're ill. These are from the rights of, or this act is from the rights taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in terms of the rights that believers have over each other. Also, we learn the merits and how beloved it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to feed the poor, and for us to quench the thirst of those who are thirsty, engage in building water wells, engage in feeding people, and in all different forms, the reactive forms, you know, whereby there's a disaster that happens and people need to be fed and you react and get their meal plan over the line, but also the proactive forms, brothers and sisters in Islam, where we impact the sphere of hunger in a manner that has long-term benefits, whereby in the long term, we help people come out of being in need of food, as opposed to constantly being in need of food. All these sectors, brothers and sisters in Islam, they entail that beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask his slave on the day of Qiyamah about this. How amazing would it be to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having quenched the thirst of his slaves, having fed the hungry from his slaves. And we see this idea about feeding the poor present in both the Meccan revelation and the Medina revelation, the revelation of the Quran before Hijrah and the revelation of the Quran after Hijrah. We also learn from this hadith, brothers and sisters in Islam, how great the rewards are. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you would have found me there, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means is you would have found my rewards there, you would have found blessings there, you would have found divine benefits there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's happiness over you is there. The prizes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are there. And obviously, we understand this by looking at the hadith as a whole. We're not trying to interpret interpret things to make it match our own understanding of events, but rather we interpreting what I've just shared, and this is what the scholars have said. This is based on interpreting the hadith as a whole, because the slave says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can I feed you when you are the Lord of the worlds? How can I visit you when you're the Lord of the worlds? You'll never get sick. How can I quench your thirst when you are the Lord of the worlds? So it means Allah was never ill or never thirsty or never hungry in the first place, right? So looking at the hadith as a whole in context, we understand that the rewards, brothers and sisters in Islam, for visiting the sick, for feeding the hungry, for quenching the thirst of the thirsty, are mighty, are mighty. To the extent that time will be set aside for these matters on the day of Qiyamah, subhanallah. So brothers and sisters in Islam, we can truly have moments of Allah on earth being in these spaces by living a selfless life. And we discussed the story of Abu Talha in a previous episode of how he made his wife prepare the meal and put the kids to sleep because there wouldn't be enough for them, because now they want to feed the guest of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how they would pretend to be eating but they won't be eating, to allow the guest to eat to his full, thinking that everyone else is eating, right? This is, you know, this is value creation. This is who we are as a ummah. We were sent not to create profit, but to create value. And this is where value is, in having moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I leave you with these words. I love you all for the sake of Allah. And until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.